You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Mahogany Bowers, founder of Blessings in a Book Bag. Hi, Mahogany.
Hi, Emily.
Also with us is Marianne Gannon-Papel of Savannah Master Calendar. Hey, Marianne.
Good morning, Emily.
Morning. Starting this weekend on Thursday, there's a couple of fundraisers going on.
There are. On Thursday, all day, you can go shop at Whole Foods Market on Victory Drive. They're giving 5% back to the Forsyth Farmers Market, so it's a great way to help a local charity and get some groceries.
And then on Thursday night as well.
So Thursday night, we've got Savannah Center for Blind and Low Vision is hosting a fundraiser at Bar Food in Habersham Village. They are raising money for their second annual Dining in the Dark event that happens on January 20th. And Savannah Center for Blind and Low Vision is just a great, great organization that helps people that are blind, going blind, helps them to learn how to function in life when they're used to going through life seeing, basically.
Then on Friday, Mahogany, we've got a country artist coming to town.
We surely do. His name is Cole Swindell, and he's actually returning to Savannah. He is a Georgia Southern graduate, and he's also a famous country singer. So he will be at the Stage on Bay this Friday night, starting at 8 p.m., and tickets are on sale right now. You can go to stageonbay.com, and you can purchase online. You definitely don't want to miss out, because he is on his down-home tour.
If you want to get a little fancier, though, on Friday, there's an opportunity for that as well.
Friday night at 8 o'clock at the Savannah Civic Center, the Savannah Black Heritage Festival is sponsoring the 7th annual Dancing Through the Decades. So they're going to be dancing through 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, into the 2000s. That'll be at the Savannah Civic Center. You can get tickets at any Carver State Bank location, or you can email savannahblackheritage@gmail.com.
Then, of course, this weekend is Martin Luther King Day, is on Monday, but Savannah's big celebration is on Saturday, Mahogany.
Definitely. It is Blessings in a Book Bag, 6th annual MLK 5K and Music Festival in Forsyth Park. Now, these are two separate events that happen at the same time, basically. So in Forsyth, starting at 9 a.m., you will have the 6th annual Unity 5K, which will begin at the Water Fountains. And then at 10 a.m., we will have the Free and Open to the Public Music Festival. So you're going to get a chance to see some amazing artists. This year, our headline artist is a young man by the name of Vance, who has gone on to be on America's Got Talent. So definitely you do not want to miss out on the opportunity to lose some of those holiday inches in the 5K, like I'm going to be doing, and also enjoying yourself at the music festival from 10 to 3 p.m. on the main stage in Forsyth Park.
And then after that, Marianne, you can head downtown for some art.
Yep. After that, you've got the Savannah Art Walk. It happens every month. You can meet at the Bryce Hotel. When you meet there, you get a free cocktail and a water package.
Always nice.
Yes. Yes. That's how we roll in Savannah.
That's right.
And 3 to 6, you do the art walk. You visit different galleries. It's a great time. And then at 6 p.m., you have the after party at the DeSoto.
Finally, on Sunday, you can have a little bit of a jazzy end to your weekend.
Music, music, and more music this weekend. You have Rodney Jordan Quintet. Rodney Jordan is certainly no stranger to the Lowcountry audiences, having facilitated the bass chairing performances with world-renowned artists such as vocalist Renee Marie. So the price is $20 for non-members, and it's free for Coastal Jazz Association members. And this happens at the Westin.
Great. Well, Mahogany Bowers of Blessings in a Book Bag, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me, Emily.
And Marianne Gannon-Papel of Savannah Master Calendar, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.